Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. For the second day in a row, hundreds of Californians protested against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from the California Republican Party convention outside San Francisco.
Protesters surrounded the hotel, trying to block Trump from getting in. They went face-to-face with police and even threw raw eggs. Trump was led in through the back and said it wasn't his easiest entrance.
Oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. Yeah.
This was not like a typical Trump rally, a room full of party insiders in a state that hasn't had a meaningful Republican primary in more than 50 years. A relatively restrained Trump urged the GOP to unite behind him.
With that being said, would I win? Can I win without it? I think so, to be honest. I think so.
Polls suggest Trump holds a comfortable lead ahead of California's June 7th primary. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Burlingame, California.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he's voting for Ted Cruz in that state's Republican primary next Tuesday. Pence says Cruz is a principled conservative who, he says, dedicated his career to supporting the Ronald Reagan agenda. But Pence says he's not voting against anyone.
I particularly want to commend Donald Trump, who I think has given voice to the frustration of millions of working Americans with a lack of progress in Washington, D.C.
Pence also says he'll support the eventual GOP nominee no matter who it is. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to salvage a ceasefire in Syria. He's been on the phone with his Russian counterpart, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Following deadly airstrikes in Aleppo this week, Secretary Kerry has been working the phones trying to renew a cessation of hostilities. His spokesman, Mark Toner, says the U.S. is testing Syria and Russia first in other towns, though Toner acknowledges the situation in Aleppo is urgent.
We're starting in Latakia. We're starting in East Ghouta. Those are problem areas as well. But again, with the expectation that we can enforce this elsewhere.
He says the U.S. is not giving Bashar al-Assad's forces a green light to fight elsewhere, though Syrian officials have said the temporary truce doesn't apply to Aleppo. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer confidence is lower. The University of Michigan says its index fell from 91 in March to 89 for April. It's the lowest reading since September, and it's the fourth straight drop. Wall Street lower by the closing bell today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 57 points to end at 17,773. The Nasdaq lost 29 points to end the day at 4775. That's more than 0.5% drop. And the S&P 500 down 10 points at 2065. This is NPR News. Lower oil prices pushed ExxonMobil to post its weakest quarter in more than 16 years, with profit down by 63%. Revenue fell 28% as the oil giant lost money in its exploration and production business, that despite a 2% increase in production. But the company did make more money in chemicals. Kenya will set fire to nearly 7,000 elephant tusks, representing most of the country's stockpile of illegal ivory that's been collected from its own parks and confiscated at the border. NPR's Gregory Warner reports it comes at the close of a three-day summit on elephant conservation.
By some estimates, there are half as many African elephants as there were a decade ago, though elephants are also notoriously difficult to count. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has urged an end to Africa's illegal ivory trade. He says that ivory equals death, death for elephants and death for tourism. His statement comes on the eve of Kenya's controversial ivory burn, controversial because some say that the destruction of so much ivory at once will stimulate ivory prices, encouraging more poachers to hunt elephants. Kenya counters that destroying the ivory is the only way to keep it out of the illegal ivory market for good. The combined black market value of the ivory tusks and rhino horn going up in flames is more than $300 million. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
The first woman to lead one of the military's war-fighting commands was confirmed by the Senate today. Air Force General Lori Robinson will be commander of U.S. Northern Command, which is responsible for preventing attacks against the U.S. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.